Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me is Damian Sinis, mate. How's your week of hoops been?
Well, today has just been nothing short of amazing.
I haven't been able to get the smile off my face for about 2 hours. Since everything went down with the Warriors and everything went down with Kobe, which we'll touch on a little later on, I have not been able to get the smile off my face. It feels like it's my birthday or something.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So as we do every week, we'll go to the starting lineup for our first segment. And the first topic we'll touch on is Andrew Bogut and the Warriors finish the season with a record-breaking 73-9 line. Will they be remembered as a better team than the 95-96 Bulls, Chris?
I think it'll probably depend on what they can do in the postseason. If they can win the championship, I'd say they should, and they probably will be remembered. The only thing that the Bulls have that the Warriors don't yet is that dynasty. They have the entire 90s dynasty. Everyone remembers them as the Jordan Bulls that spans over a long, 8 years with two in the middle that you can kind of forget about because wasn't part of it. If the Warriors can continue this success, then I think they will. But if it's just kind of a fleeting, 73-9 record that, next year they're not anywhere near as good as they were this year, I think people will probably forget about it. So it'll probably take us a couple of years to really know whether they will be remembered as well as those Bulls, but they have every chance to. They've given themselves the best possible chance to be remembered like those Bulls.
I think they're another step away. They win it this year, maybe go on to more success next season, and we're really going to start having that conversation, I feel.
Phenomenal effort to the boys, though. So congratulations to Andrew Bogut and the Golden State Warriors. Topic number two, Joe Ingles has made history himself by sharing the floor with Kobe Bryant on the night that he said goodbye to his basketball career and drops a lazy 60 points. Damon, was this something the Ingles should cherish?
I think he should, but I also think he should be feeling a little bit hard done by. I think the Jazz were the better team over the whole game, and they allowed this crazy period where
They allowed a 30-something-year-old to shoot 50 times.
Yeah, but how many points did he score in the last quarter too? So, you know, at one stage, the Jazz in that last quarter had a good buffer. They allowed the buffer to evaporate. They had bad turnovers as well, like really bad turnovers that gave the Lakers a sniff. And that with the crowd there going nuts, it just set it up for a great finish for Kobe's career. So should he cherish the moment? Yes, he's been part of it. And Ingles had a great game himself. He had 12 points, 4 of 7 three-pointers, 4 assists, 2 steals, and no turnovers. So he can hold his head held high, but yeah, it was Kobe's night.
That's the story that he can tell his grandchildren, and his grandchildren can tell their grandchildren.
The night Kobe,
that is a phenomenal, phenomenal story. Topic number three, Matthew Dellavedova, Aaron Baines, Andrew Bogut, and Patty Mills are all locked in for playoffs berth demo. Who out of those will be the last man standing?
Well, I think there'll be two men standing, actually. I think Dally will be there, and he'll be going head-to-head with Bogut and the Warriors.
I think that's probably accurate. Who out of those two do you think will have last bragging rights?
Injuries will probably play a role here in fitness. If the Warriors can keep rolling, I don't think anyone's going to beat them in a 7-game series. Not when they can hit shots the way that they hit shots. It's, you know, Chef Curry, he's obviously the instigator there, but they're deeper than that. And I don't think a lot of the other players on the team get the credit that they deserve. Klay Thompson, he was ridiculous today as well, as an example. And there's other guys like Green and, they've got players everywhere.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Patty Mills. Okay. I think the Spurs are going to end
You're
up playing
upset.
The title. I'm going to claim an
How
upset.
How good is that Western they Conference still, Finals going to be?
Spurs still, everyone forgets. Spurs still finished the season with a 67-15 record. That's phenomenal. They've got such a deep roster. They've got veterans galore. They've managed to rest their players. I don't know if Golden State might have, you know, played their players a little too much towards the pointy end of the season to get the record, which I'm glad they did, by the way.
I think all the fans are glad for that.
Absolutely. I don't know if they will play some part in the playoffs, but I'm going to say the Spurs to cause an upset. Patty Mills will be the last man standing. Topic number four. In late breaking news, this only really came to our attention about half an hour before we actually started recording. The Townsville Crocodiles will be out of NBL next season. They are gone. They are no longer a team. What does this mean for the NBL, Damo?
Well, this season was supposed to be about expansion. We were supposed to go from 8 teams to 9. The NBL did everything they could to get the Brisbane Bullets back up. They're up. They're recruiting. They've been signing. And now we get this news that the Townsville Crocs and their community-based model has fallen over. They've decided to shut up shop. They just can't afford to operate in the current climate.
How much do you think that has to do with the raising of the salary cap they've introduced this offseason?
You know what? It's very early to tell, but I can't help but wonder that that's had an influence over this decision. The fact that more money's now being spent by more clubs. I'm not convinced the money's all there yet either. I don't think, you know, after a couple of really good seasons going in the right direction, that it's justified to be spending around this kind of money. Great for the players, don't get me wrong, and it's great for the fans if we can continually to put a great product onto the court.
And hopefully we can bring more players in exactly from overseas right. as well, which would be phenomenal for the league.
Yeah, so I think in theory what the NBL's trying to do is really, really good. But we just got to be careful that we don't get back into the same scenario where we're dropping teams because it's too expensive to operate the league. And I think that's the danger, and that could well have played a role in the demise of the Townsville Crocs.
The last topic for the starting lineup: there have been a number of players, Damo, on the move so far this NBL offseason. Who have been the biggest winners so far?
Well, I can tell you who the biggest loser is.
I'll take it.
Illawarra. The Illawarra Hawks. They've lost Kevin Lish, the reigning MVP. They've lost Kirk Penny to the New Zealand Breakers. So out of that triumvirate, they've only been managed to keep AJ Ogilvie at this stage. So they're definitely the biggest loser. So if you're looking at winners...
Breakers, probably.
Well, Breakers, given they went to the grand final and they've just picked up Kirk Penny, they're doing pretty well. But there's lots of rumours surrounding who Melbourne United are going to sign as well. There's talk that Cedric Jackson is going to Melbourne United. There's talk that Nathan Jawai is going to sign with Melbourne United. There's lots of rumour and innuendo, not a lot of facts at the moment.
I don't know how you can have Illawarra as the biggest losers when Townsville are no longer a team. They're probably the biggest losers, to be honest with you.
My thought process was around, they were still in the league. So, I think the league's the biggest loser for losing the Townsville Crocs.
That's true. Let's move on to our second segment. We normally do something a bit different in this segment. What we want to talk about is, will today, Damo, go down as the greatest regular season day of NBA ever? This doesn't have to be to do with Australians or anything like that, although a lot did happen. But if we just run through some of the things that happened today, Steph Curry dropped 46 points to lead the Warriors to a record-breaking 73-9 regular season record. He finished the season as a 50-40-90 guy. Kobe Bryant says goodbye to basketball by dropping 60 and leading the Lakers to a win. Unbelievable. Took 50 shots. Celtics managed to keep Miami to 5 points in the third quarter and snatch the fifth seed. Some Aussies did well as well. Like you mentioned before, Joe Ingles, 12 points, 4 assists, 2 steals. Bogey, 4 points and 4 rebounds in that Golden State win. Patty Mills, bit of a quiet day on his behalf, 3 points, 1 assist. But Aaron Baines, 14 points, 5 rebounds. Dellavedova, 6 points, 4 rebounds in 6 minutes. They're resting him for the playoffs, obviously. He's going to be a very important player for that. And I'm going to count him. Jordan McRae, former Melbourne United player, playing for the Cavs, 36 points and 7 assists in 40-something minutes of game.
That tells you what the Cavs were doing. They were resting players, the fact that he got that opportunity. But absolutely, you can't deny 36 points. What is that?
In an NBA game, and that was in OT, in a loss to Aaron Baines' Detroit.
Yeah.
So phenomenal. Will today, Damo, let's get back to the question. Will today go down as the greatest day in NBA regular season history?
Well, look, again, I think it may go well down to the last day of the season. I'm not going to say any day, but I think it was a really good way to end the regular season today.
Phenomenal.
I don't think you can look past that. The fact that there were so many games that meant something.
There are going to be there's two games, and they both happened pretty much within 2 minutes of each other, that people will remember for the rest of their lives. All basketball fans will remember where they were when they either saw Kobe Bryant dropping 60 or the Warriors finishing 73-9. It's kind of a shame that they both happened at the exact same time, but massive kudos to ESPN Australia, by the way, showing both games. Mm. I am so rapt that we had both games on at the same time. We know that throughout most of the season, we only really had 3 or 4 games on a week, and I know that's not really in their control, but to have both of these games on, for them to acknowledge that these two games are bigger than the game and to realize how historic both games are, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to ESPN. So I think it will go down as the greatest game because those two things alone are phenomenal. And to finish this off, Damo, we normally look ahead and say, what are we looking forward to in this week of hoops? What I want to talk about is, what was our favorite moment of this NBA season? Now that it's officially over, the NBA season, regular season is done, what was your favorite moment?
Well, there was lots and lots of really good moments, but I think for me, just seeing the Aussies on so many teams playing such important roles and doing so well, and I just love the fact that Baines is Baines has made a big difference with Detroit, and some of those dunks he's been able to put down have been great.
You're going to yell at me because I'm not going to have an Australian in mind, but it's going to be Steph Curry hitting the buzzer beater against OKC in OT. A month ago? I can claim that Bogey was there and he put up his hand before Steph even hit it. So
that was good. That was part of my...
There's
so many highlights, but you know me. I'm always going to go with the Aussie angle.
Absolutely. It has been a phenomenal season, Damo. There's plenty more to come as well. NBA draft not too far away.
But we got playoffs and the WNBA draft this week,
which we'll talk about, no doubt, next week. Thanks for joining us, mate. We can find all your stuff at pickandroll.com.au. What about on the social media?
Yeah, we got Twitter, pickandrollau, and the same on Facebook.